A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Wednesday, April 13th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stubbe.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the economy.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
The biggest problem we have as a country, there's no synchronization of policies through the line ministries. Our policies are not consistent. As a result, other people try to implement things which are not implementable. It causes a lot of discord, it causes a lot of confusion, even to the local people, leave alone the investors who are supposed to come into the country and invest. Because it's confusing, the other hand does not know what the other hand is doing.
Into entry, full of as Hame Uti, I'm not to overwood. Wow, over a meeting at all is the Palisa Lapana Ukavana Uti. Other banks during a woman at Wami, the banking expenses, when it takes for any digitization. What can a little sound of one of some of banks who to move a bank lapis up Ukunala 12 million or 20 million dollars.
That's what a bank is very.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the economy.
President Robert Mugabe says the country needs to rethink on its indigenization policy. His comment comes less than 2 weeks after the March 31st deadline for foreign companies to transfer majority stakes to black Zimbabweans. In a press statement yesterday, Mr. Mugabe said the indigenization policy is creating confusion and discouraging foreign investment.
Meanwhile, Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa and Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Governor Dr. John Mangujga are currently in Washington for the International Monetary Fund, IMF and World Bank annual spring meetings. The two are trying to mend ties with the Bretton Woods institutions.
What are your views on these issues? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Yei, soko njalo kifoi. Diwa nasi, tina uti tingiri chitarisa mamiro akaita zvinhu munyayadzezwe upfumi. Zvino tevera mashoko, hava Mugabe nezuro yekuti chirongwa chekuendesa upfumi kuvatema kana kuti mutemo wacho unofanira kuvandudzwa nekuti vari kutiwo vakonzera bowa bowa batamupfupi mubato ravo. Tiri kuona vaPatrick Chinamasa navaPatrick Zhuwao vanogara vakabatana huro panyaya yekuti chirongwa ichi chofambiswa sei. VaMugabe vakati chinoda kuti chigadziriswe nekuti zviri kuitika zviri kuita kuti upfumi hwenyika usafambe zvakanaka. Munoona sei mashoko aya? Uyewo vaChinamasa naGovernor weRBZ vaJohn Mangujga vari muno muWashington kumisangano neWorld Bank neIMF yakananganawo nekugadzirisa upfumi hweZimbabwe. Izvi zviri kuitwa pamisangano yavanozosanganawo nevamwe parutivi kana kuti atingati maside meetings aye, asi uyu musangano wepagore unoitwa neIMF neWorld Bank nenyika dzose dzinodyidzana nemabhanga aya. Tida kuti mutiudzewo mafungiro enyu nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi. Kipsi
ivombe zuri kandaba lingalinjani kuna ngapo tina hayi ngapa siyaphila 7 ye esikulu makako ke namhlanje njengoba uBlessing esitsho sikhangela khonoko ke okuthiwa luhlelo lweindigenization. Xa sikhangela ke uhlelo lolu kukhanya ngazani okuhluphayo kakhulu eZimbabwe yikuthi akwaziyo ukuthi luya ngaphi. Kungaziwa njalo ke umongameli uRobert Mugabe usephumele egcekeni esithi uhlelo lolu ngazani alubanjwa ngemfanelo. kumeti nqaso kubuya ke emabhanga kukhangela ukuthi amashares apho kuphuma nje uthi kulendlela okumele kuphathwe ngayo njalo kumele kulandele imithetho enjenge banking act leminye cheneyo uthi lokho ukuthi kwayajojwa mula ke amashares khona ngale akuhambi njalo yes sikhuluma nje njalo nje siyabona ukuthi uPatrick Chinamasa yena ongumphathi ntambo wezemali lo Patrick Juwawo yena omele ugatsha lwakhulumende olubona ngabasakhulayo lohlelo lwe-indigenization bebesilwa ngodaba lolu uJuwawo esithi kumele amashezi aphume emabhanga uChinamasa sala utshaye phansi sibili waze walandelwa ke ngumnumzana uMgabe othe ngikhanyazani lami ngiyakubona ukuthi akuhambe kuhle uhlelo lolu nxa sesikhangeleke ezamabhanga sunuzwa ngazinikezula ukuthi kambe lalithini ngalokhu njalo sizagcizelela sikhuluma ngokuthi i-IMF le-World Bank zilo mhlangano omkhulu yenziwa ngapha e-Washington. Kusenziwa-ke siyakwazi ukuthi kulabaphathintambo bakahulumende abaningi abakhona khona ngapha kuzobuya lo-Central Bank Governor yena uJohn Manguja laye khona ngapha. Yes, ke saxoxa laye wakhuluma kukhulumileyo asiqhubeke. Blessing.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is the president of the People's Democratic Party and also former finance minister, Mr. Tendai Biti. Mr. Biti, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gibbs.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You so
and
much.
Thanks for joining us, Gibbs. You can start the ball rolling.
Thanks for joining us, Mr. Biti. So tell us about this kind of situation that is happening in Zimbabwe right now, whereby the president is saying, no, the banking sector cannot be touched, you know, through indigenization.
Well, he hasn't said that. That statement is a very dishonest statement. And that statement by President Mugabe is simply meant to appear to be quelling matters so as to empower Chinamasa and John, who are there in Washington, so as to empower them in their process of spin, in their process of trying to seduce a gullible international community that might be seduced by what they are trying to do here. If you look at the statement very clear, it is not repealing the Indigenization Empowerment Act. The Indigenization Empowerment Act in Section 3 says that all companies in Zimbabwe must be at least owned 51% by locals, and that includes new investments. So banks are covered by that. So the statement therefore reconfirms that, look, for the resources sector, the mining sector is 51%. For the non-resources sector, you negotiate with the line minister for credits, but 51% is still the threshold. Then there's a section called reserved sectors. For banking sector, yes, of course, the banking act applies, just like the labor act applies to the commercial sector. For instance, this act all apply. So the president really has done nothing, but all he's trying to do is to empower Chinamasa in the Mangundla, so that they're able to answer the hard question that will be asked in Washington, D.C. So it's spin, really. It's putting lipstick on a pig. It's putting mascara on a crocodile. It doesn't work.
And we are now being joined by our second guest, Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF Pelandaba Mpopoma Member of Parliament, and is also a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us. Now, Honorable Chuma, you heard the remarks there by Mr. Biti that he does not think the president is sincere in saying the government wishes to revise the indigenization law.
Well, it comes as a surprise for Mr. Biti, who is a former minister of finance himself and a fundi in law, for him to say such a statement, because the whole policy has always been clear. It's just a simple manner of understanding policies, or probably interpreting policies, so to say. The immigration law has always been very, very clear. People have just tried to manipulate it and interpret it in their own manner, their own way. But I am glad that the president has put what the president said today is not new law. What the President simply did today was come up clear and clean to the public so that everybody understands from the captain's handbook. We have had a dispute here and there, but now the captain himself has stood up and said, no, 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 the navigation system must be happening this way, and this is the way they are supposed to be. And what he simply said was the correct interpretation of it all. We have always said that when it comes to natural resources that we have, definitely we are going to be jealous about that. But there has never been a point whereby this law was going to disadvantage anybody, be it an investor or whosoever. It was always going to be a win-win situation, because all we are saying is that if an investor comes in with their money, the simple terms is that we are going to pay for everything, whether by way of looking at the dividends that the local company is supposed to get, and first making sure that somebody recoups their investment. Then thereafter we can come back to the drawing board and we move forward. So the president simply interpreted the law that was passed even in parliament, even during BT's time when he was still MP and minister. So I shudder to imagine why you would then say the president is not being sincere, because the president is simply articulating what is there in that policy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll give Mr. Biti the chance to respond, but first, regai chitore mtereru we kutanga, vashowe, makadi. Makadi, vashowe.
Hello.
Makadi.
Hello.
Tukukunzwa, itaura ya nyutinzwa.
Ndiyo, ni makadi.
Tiripo, edu, ndoo zitare nyue, retuno zani zitare nyue, atina wakanga nisa unyora. Munonzani?
Reply. Yeah.
Okay, tipeo fungwa dzenyu.
Andingo kubati
Asika vamwe vari kuti mabhanga acho akasaendeswa kuvatema independence haizorewe chinhu. Munowirira navo here vari kudaro?
Because like my days, look at the currency, I think we are not using our local currency.
Mm-hmm.
So we need the both foreign banks. Because Maria Pinchamisa is not our man.
Mm-hmm.
We need those foreign investors. Maria Pinchamisa is not our man.
I want to note that Shukuru Maripa and Ekupinda Mchirongwa Chedu.
Okay, can you hear me together?
Tatenda Shukuru. Varipai, varikutivo. Havaone zvichibatsira kuti mabhanga anzi akutorwa achiendeswa mumaoko evatema, nekuti varikuti anogona kupedzisira collapse. The banks might actually collapse. That's what he's saying. The line was not very clear, but essentially saying that this policy is disastrous for the country. Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Mr. Biti. Mr. Biti, I think you heard what Honorable Chuma was saying in terms of maybe the president interpreting the law. So at the end of the day, you're a lawyer, and if you can take us through in terms of what the Banking Act says, when it refers to the banking sector.
Yeah, look, with respect to Honorable Chuma, the Banking Act deals with issues of regulating the banking industry. So it deals with issues of how a bank applies for its license, how a bank is licensed, how a bank loses its licenses. It now deals with the issue of bank shareholding from a corporate governance point of view following the collapse of banks. For instance, no individual can now own more than 10% shares. So the Banking Act is dealing with regulatory issues connected with the banking profession and banking industry, just like the Law Society of Zimbabwe Act deals with the operations of the legal profession, just like the Insurance and Pensions Act deals with the operations of insurance houses and pension firms. All these industries are then, since 2007, subject to the Indigenization and Empowerment Act, which says that all companies, whether banks, whether hospitals, all companies that are operating in Zimbabwe must have 51% shareholding. So what the president said today, in so far as it applies to banks, is dishonest. You have to repeal Section 3 of the Indigenization and Empowerment Act if you have to save banks or any other sector from the economy from being covered by the application and operation of the Indigenization and Empowerment Act. So what is required, because in the president making that statement today, there is an implicit understanding by everyone, including Honorable Juma, that indigenization doesn't work, that at this present moment in time, what Zimbabwe needs is capital in the form of foreign direct investments, capital in the form of overseas development assistance. The country is not moving. There is massive deindustrialization, none much more exacerbated than in Bulawayo, where all the major giants of Bulawayo have closed down, the National Railways of Zimbabwe, Zeco, Melin Industries, to name a few. I was in Bulawayo a few weeks ago. Huge industrial factories are now being turned into churches. Honorable Chuma knows that. So we need to repeal the Indigenization Empowerment Act. It doesn't work. In 2015, Zimbabwe got a paltry $400 million foreign direct investment in this country. In Botswana, it was $2 billion. In Zambia, it was $2.5 billion. In Mozambique, in Tete, which is a mere 2-hour drive from Harare, there is a $7 billion worth of investment in coal projects by two Brazilian companies known as Vaal and Odebrecht. In the Indian Ocean in Maputo, there's an Italian company called Irene, which is investing $50 billion in hydrocarbon, in gas, and in oil. So Zimbabwe has become an ISO, a toxic island of underinvestment, because of a fascist piece of legislation called the Indigenization and Empowerment Act. I want to come to one thing that the president said. The president said resources, that is to say mining houses, have to be owned 51% by indigenous people. Mm-hmm. Now we've got a company called Zimplats in Zimbabwe, which is capitalized to the tune of $2 billion. Now, tell me which one black person, including the richest men in Zimbabwe, who can afford $1.2 billion to own that mine. It doesn't work. And all it is doing is that it is frightening investors. That is why I said at the beginning, you can't put lipstick to something that is terrible. The Indigenization Empowerment Act simply needs to be jettisoned, full stop.
Mm. Thank you very much, Siyabonga Kuluke. Nzapho ukhuluma kancane ukuthi ubhithi uthene ngesiNdebele. Pela isiNdebele sithi ngubhithi. Umuntu abona sithi ubhithi.
Nemzane ebekhiphi
ya lo Ndebele. I like that name.
Mama, I don't know. Yeah, so umnumzana lapha ubhithi uthi nxa sokubuya ke indigenization lapha sokubuya ke iBanking Act. Ikhangela kunoku ukuthi kambe amabhanga angaphathwa njani njalo abantu bangarejista njani kumabhanga wona lawa. Uphinde njalo wakhuluma ngokuthi kodwa-ke loba kungaba kunjalo umthetho we-indigenization yiwo ongani ulesi susa sokuthi kulungiswe khonoku amabhanga okumete anike khona abantu amashezi. So uphinde wakhuluma njalo ngokuthi u-Section 3 we-Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act uyabamba sibilokunzima ukuthi kumele kwenziweni ngohlelo lwe-indigenization. Ngakho-ke kuyamele kuqale kukhitshwe u-Section 3 lowo Zulu. Nxa engakhitshwanga u-Section 3 kutsho ukuthi umongameli Mugabe katezikhulumela katezigwejisela nje emini waphonga ukuthumeza i-statement wangani uyazikhulumela nje waphinda njalo wathi ke kula makampani anjengabo Zimplats lamanye atshiyeneyo athi nxa wakhangele isisindo sawo ayi-$2 billion pho ke uZulu angayithola ngaphi imali yokuthi engaba yi-$1.2 billion ukuthi bathenge ama-shares khona ngale ukuthi kuyahlupha konke lokhu so ke uthi umnumzana uMgabe akhulumayo ukuthi i-indigenization ayisebenzi ukubeke njalo-ke president
Let me go to Honorable Chuma just for a quick response before we take our callers. Honorable Chuma, I think you heard what Mr. Abiti said, the central argument, I think, being that if the president is now serious about clarifying this law, why is it difficult to make an amendment or repeal it altogether? Because people cannot just work because the president has said they work with what is in the Constitution or what is in the Act.
Right. First of all, I did hear Mr. Biddy very well, but I'm really surprised because it has always been clear that when it comes to the banking sector, it has always been clear that it will always remain under the Banking Act while we are talking about that immigration policy. And well, before I even dwell on that further, let me hasten to try and demystify this issue of how the immigration policy works. It has to work. It's not a monster at all. But all we need to do is understand that this is a simple way of saying, let's be the drivers of this economy. But with, of course, the foreign direct investment, we need it. It has to come. But it has to come cleanly. That's what I'm saying. For example, when he talks about the Zimplats issue of the $2 billion worth of the company and an investment partner from Zimbabwe having to fork out about $1.2 billion. I've always said it's so simple, like simple math. What you simply do is that if we don't have the money, Zimplats is operating and is trading. The dividend that was supposed to be posted to me as Zimbabwean partner is then forfeited back to the original owners of Zimplats until we exhaust that money. So which means that I'll be a shareholder, but not earning anything, because what I'm supposed to earn then goes back to cover for my $1.2 billion. Eventually, it is going to be paid up. So all we're simply saying is that it's not about being greedy, but it's about saying, let us work. Let's have the people come in with their machinery. Let them start digging our ground and our natural resources. But then the money that I'm supposed to get, I forfeit it. And they get it as a way of recouping for their investment and as well covering my 51% side of the story. And then that way we will have canceled it off. Maybe it can take 10 years. Maybe it can take whatever it is for me to pay that up. But it will eventually be paid. And it's a simple method of understanding each other. So, okay, fine. If my dividend is supposed to be, say, for example, $10 million a month, then I can get $1 million. The other $9 million goes to the investor. He's recouping his money. Then we are fair and square. All we are trying to say is that as long as we do not control the means of production in our economy, we will always be slaves to other people. That is why even Ian Smith once said that had we known that this is all you wanted, the political power, we wouldn't have gone to war with you. We were going to just remain the economic driver. So all we're saying is that we want our people to be inclusive here, to also drive the economy, to own the means of production. So it's not a demonic law. There's nothing. It's not even peculiar to Zimbabwe. It's happening all over the world, this thing that we're talking about now. But now, the problem is that we have got some of our own brothers and sisters who hasten to go and demonize us as a country, misinterpret even this law outside the investor. Then how do you expect the investor to have confidence in Zimbabwe when a whole learned man, like even Mr. Biti himself, I'm not saying that he has done that, please get me right, but if he had to go, being respected as he is in the social circle, and misinterpret this thing, then who does he think is going to then come to Zimbabwe and invest in Zimbabwe? So it now takes for me and you to ask ourselves that while we want to be quick to blame everything else, the government, ZANU-PF, the president, what are you and me doing in our own small way, in our own quarter, in our grassroots level, whatever, to make sure that Zimbabwe is sellable, Zimbabwe is actually enticing for somebody to come. Mozambique, they've gone there because it's enticing. You never hear even after Dlakama talking bad about Mozambique. They fight their own wars in Mozambique, but they don't go outside to the international world and start demonizing their own country. This is where we are really lacking as the people of Zimbabwe. Let us start to embrace Zimbabwe and be patriotic about it. Then you will discover that this indigenization law has no bad omen at all. It has no bad feeling at all. It has no discrimination whatsoever. But it's only meant to say, let us also be part of the same in the means of production. If I may give you the last example before I stop talking. Let me give you an example. If there's a father in your house, you don't go every day to open your pantry and see if there is still sugar or salt or cooking oil and stuff like that. So if the maid and the wife don't tell you, and one day when you come home and you want tea, they tell you there's no sugar, are you to blame? So let us be real about this issue.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Regatende kuvateereri. Mukoma pedzai, makadi. Mukoma pedzai.
Hello.
Makadi.
Hello.
Ndino
Simba. Makadi.
Aiwa, tiripoti pewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pfungwa dzangu dzake ndikuda kutsigira chaizvo chazvarwa vabiti. Vabiti vataura nepana ndichifunga napo chaizvo chazvo kuti vamugabe havana kuda kuti vanoda kurambidza mutemo. Vamugabe vada kusimbisa vanhu vari kumeeting kuti vangazobvunzwa bvunzo inorwadza chaizvo vakakona kuzvipindura. Chimwe chinhu chandida kuvhunza ndicho kuti icho chokwadi sezvandiri ini pedzai ndiri munhu handina mari. How can I be sure have 51% in a company without money like that? Ndinoiwana sei kuti ndibe shareholder ndava ne 51, somebody ane business rasi ndinotora paenda ndibe okay, I am the 51% is mine, handina mari. How am I going to, how is it going to work? Saka chokwadika vabiti vataura nevana ndichifunga chaipo chaizvo vamugabe vada kutsigira kuti ava vari kumeeting mibvunzo yavangawana yakakwa inorwadza vangani vanga vakaita mabhizinesi mabhengi muZimbabwe akolapsa iye zvino. Chokwadi ngatitaridzei kuti ufumi nyika yedu ibudirire, kwete zvatiri kufunga zvana zvavo izvi hazvina chimiro man. Vamugabe vatsigira havo asi muzukuru wavo havana kuda kuratidza kuti zvaanga achiita handizvo. Ndofunga kasukuiraita the same thing. But havana kuda kuzvigadzisa nepachena apa ngapabude pachena apa. Vanhu ngavafunge kuti kana tichiti toda 51% ka handigoni kunotora 51 ini ndisina mari 51%. Kunoumbavha ihoho ane ndichida kunoita.
Ndoda
kutaura ndidaro.
Tinotenda zvikuru vapedzai nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai titore mukoma Semu kuBotswana. Makadi mukoma Semu?
Baba tinotamba makadiwe.
Aiwa tiri nani. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu mukoma Semu.
Baba munoona nyika yaondongwa zveshuwa. Munoona kana kunzi kurova indwa vakaviga mupinyi ndo zviri kuitika. Notikatarisa mari dzedu dzemadiamond dzizare 15 billion yakadiwa. Ichibirirwa isusu vana veZimbabwe. Tofanira kugai simba redu reZimbabwe asi dai nezvichinzi munhu akasungwa 15 billion pane 10 billion iripo zvati zviri nani asi vari kuzviziva hapana sakukwanisa kungova vachitaura nezvazvo vari kuzvivanza asi vari kuzviziva ende vakabata vanotozvikanwa.
Saka chirongwa chekuendesa upfumi kuvatema ichi muri kuona sei?
Ngoma inini handina kana kipi pamba chaipo kana kana mari yekutenga badza rekukwanisa kurimisa handina. Unokwanisa kuwana kuti mari yekuzoti unokwanisa kuzoti mafurazi resi uchitadza kurima kaposhen kadikidiki heno mukatarisa zvinhu zviri kuitira.
Mukoma Semu, timbomirai batai makadaro, tichadzoka kwamuri timboende pakabreak muchada. Rambai makabata. Honorable Chuma and Mr. Biti, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And of course, we'll post this discussion on our Facebook page, Shona page, Debele page, and English page.
This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Blessing Zulu. Stay tuned.